Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Day-Day pressing the buttons today, taking us.
It's not the one you think.
I was going to say, get to this thing called Falcons. Whose cover is this? Whose cover version is this?
This is Incubus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's some of these I can vibe. I'll give that a 2 on the Soul Train. Break that song. I'll give it a 2, Don Cornelius. It is Dukes and Bell with Abe in for Carl today. And I appreciate you guys hanging with us as we're still talking about the Falcons. Tomorrow we'll be at Falcons headquarters. Carl and I with our exclusive interview with the coach, Raheem Morris. And again, plenty to talk about. 4th and 1, by the way, our segment with Adam Schefter brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. One guy hit me up on the text line. He goes, so with Adam not really giving you a lot of insight. He goes, well, some guys break news and some guys analyze the news. That's why we got Arch on, because he played the highest level and he can tell us how we're going to fix third down. Dave Archer joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. First off, how much fun did you have over there, man?
Well, I'm just surprised you made it back with no international incident, which is kind of cool. So I'm glad that there was nothing with you going on over there. So that's great. Yeah. We didn't do a ton, Mike. My phone wouldn't work, so I couldn't talk to home or anything like
that's
that.
That's okay. Again, I thought you were blowing me off because I expect Squid Billy to blow me off. I texted you and Squid, and I said, hey, where are you at? And, of course, Bo being a wise ass goes, Berlin. In other words, go blank yourself.
Did he really?
And so that's why. Yes, thank you. Because Becky's like, we got to go see Arch. And, we were bouncing around with a bunch of fans, and they had a big boat trip that was kind of cool. The Falcon fans went all around, and just what a blast. People were super cool.
I figured you found something to immerse yourself in, and that's why I hadn't heard anything from you. For whatever reason, I didn't have the plan or whatever the hell they're supposed to do, you know. And right. So I'm trying to find a field walkie-talkie to make a phone call. It's brutal. So anyway.
It's Dave Archer. We'll jump into what everybody's talking about. Everybody was talking about on the flight home, a bunch of Falcon fans, Dirty Birds on the flight back. If Penix is struggling, the offensive line is struggling, and it seems like it's contributing to all the issues, how do you pivot, Arch? How do you maybe put him in a deconstruct it? No more of this, like, the slow motion pivot, whatever that is, alpha handoffs. Maybe just some quick hits. How do you make things easier for Michael right now?
Well, I mean, first of all, Mike, and I know you guys, this gets into the blame game scenario. And I know you guys are trying to avoid that, but I know that people want. Yeah. People want to put stuff on people, and there's really not anybody that's not partially culpable in why you're not operating on offense, whether it's the play caller, the quarterback, the guys around him. From as far as the question you're talking about, as far as protection goes, I think a lot of people feel like every time Michael gets sacked, it's because of a blitz. It's not. It's not because of that. I mean, yes, they heated him up with a couple of pressures. If you want to talk about the play where they heated him up with pressure on that opening drive and he fumbles the football, just to take you behind the door a little bit,
right.
he changed the play at the line of scrimmage. He saw pressure was coming. He changed the play. Kyle doesn't get the change. Kyle runs the wrong route. Black Kyle just runs up the field. If you look at Penix as he's coming off the field, he's pointing at his eyes like goggle eyes.
Right.
Did you hear? Did you see what I said?
So that's why he was yelling. I saw him yelling at Pitts on the sideline.
He didn't get the change, and so that leads me into what you got going on offense. Okay, and so there were a whole bunch of cool things that Zach designed and they were trying to execute. On the first drive of the game, I think it's the second play of the game, he hits Kyle Pitts on a deep over route. It's a 70-yard walk-in touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He drops the football.
Right.
And the ball's dead in his gut, and he drops the ball. It's a great throw, good protection, puts it on him, drops it. Later on in the game, they've got a screen set up to the right side of Bijan Robinson, something they've had success with. You got three receivers on the same side of the ball. Bijan steps back. Drake London misses the block.
Yep.
All he's got to do is take the right angle, put his hands on the corner. If he blocks the corner, it's a walk-in 40-yard touchdown.
Got
you go back
up.
Look at it on tape. It's a walk-in.
Right.
Okay? So now you got Pitts lined up by himself on the left side, bump and run corner. He wins against the bump and run corner, and he's 2 yards beyond him. Michael underthrows the throw. It hits the corner in the back of the head.
Right.
My point is, and then you got a two-man stunt up front where it's just a four-man rush, and it's a TT stunt. Both tackles are twisting up front. We don't trade it off. And so he's got a free runner in his face. He has to throw the ball away. You remember, it's the play he got called for grounding.
Right.
Okay? There's four plays that four different people need to do their job, and you have 18. If you got 21 more points on the board, those are just four plays. I mean, that's the aggravation to this thing. Yes, are there some plays that don't work out? And as it turns out, when you call 60 plays or 55 plays in a game, Zach's not going to hit on every one of them, and they're going to win on some. But you guys have heard this before. It's a cliche, and I think fans think of it as a cliche. You're going to play 55 or 60 plays, and five or six are going to decide the game.
Right.
You don't know which five or six are going to be, but if those five or six come up for you, you have to make the play when you get the opportunity, because if they convert more of those five or six plays than you do, guess what? You look up and you lose a game in overtime.
This interview with Dave Archer is brought to you by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. Arch, Raheem said yesterday that he's seeing development and that Penix is doing the right things. And from quarterback to quarterback, from your eyes, what is the growth and development you're seeing from Penix over the course of this season?
There's been steps forward. There's been steps back. Okay. He did some stuff in this game. Like I talked about, that deep over route where he sticks it right on Pitts, should be a score. It's perfect. He checks at the line of scrimmage because he knows he's got pressure coming, gets to the right play. We get the wrong route. The guy doesn't run the route. But he also, Kyle wins on the fade. You got to put that on him. That's got to be a better throw.
Right.
I know I listened to you a little bit, you guys a little bit, and Mike's correct in that there are some things that he has to continue to work on to get better at from a footwork standpoint. His feet, it happens to a lot of quarterbacks that play a lot of college football, which he did. And you play the bulk of your career now in college is not under center. It's in the shotgun or in the pistol, which is what he did. You have a tendency to let your feet go dead on you. Because you float back, you don't drop back to throw in those situations. It's usually a couple of steps back, and then you set your feet. Now, if you could throw it on time, everything's fine. But if the first guy's not there, the second guy's not there, I've got to get my feet have to be alive to rotate my body to where I got to make a sound throw. Otherwise, I'm throwing the ball across my body or without any leg drive at all, and it's just my arm. So his blessing is that he's got a great arm. It's also the thing that's getting him in trouble is he thinks he can get away with just throwing the ball with his arm and not stepping into it.
Right.
That's part of the problem with great players that have big arms. And I know some people talk about, well, Matt Stafford's playing in the similar offense and he doesn't throw with any feet. How long has Matt Stafford been in the league? 17 years.
Right.
He's figured out what he can do and get away with and what he can't. I bet if you go back and look at Matt Stafford 16 years ago, he made some of the similar throws that Penix is throwing because he's not using the fundamentals like you were talking about, Mike.
It's Dave Archer with us, and that's another thing. And Abe brought it up. You know, he makes a throw kind of flat-footed. He had him, Mooney, in the flat open. He kind of sails it over his head. He also hits Mooney in the hands, and he hits Mooney in the feet. You know, and Mooney's been, unfortunately, disappointing this year. I know he's been dealing with a lot of injuries. So that's why maybe the defense is, you know, you say they're not blitzing all the time, but who's the real threat? If you, you know, you feel that, I still thought Drake had a pretty good day. He didn't always have Sauce Gardner on him because sometimes Sauce would just take the outside piece. If he's in the slot, he could get his stuff. What would you, is there anything, so you're feeling that I'm being too critical of Zach with the play calling?
Yeah, I think that to lay it at Zach's feet, and again, I said at the beginning that everybody's culpable when you're not performing, okay? The offensive line has had a tough time identifying things and then just physically blocking. I told you about that four-man right. pass rush where they essentially ran a tackle-tackle twist. They didn't sort it out. So now Mike's got a free runner in his face, and they're only rushing four people. He changed the play. You got to get the play. Now, sometimes he doesn't change the play, and it creates a problem. You can't wrap him in a bubble, okay? Right. And also, you can't wrap him in a bubble. He deserves some of the criticism, and he's going to have to take some of that criticism. This is a big boy league, okay? Right. And you're going to get criticism if you don't perform it at the level, especially when you got guys that are in your draft class that are performing at a high level. Now, some of those guys have more experience than he does in the game so far,
right?
But still, you're going to get judged on that bar. That's part of why you get paid the big bucks as a quarterback. That's why you get all the accolades. If you play well, you're going to get the blame when you don't play well. And that's some of the part that he's going to have to deal with. I think he is. But he was as down, guys, as I've ever seen him after a game. He really felt right. like he let his team down this weekend. I think I would expect him to rally up based on what I've been able to gather from him in the last year and a half, you know, being around him, that he'll play at a high level, that he'll double down on who he is. So we'll have to wait and see.
And one last just note on it, because we sitting behind the sideline, I saw him a couple of plays, because we know that Zach struggles sometimes to get the play in a timely fashion. We've had delay games. We've had timeouts have to be called. Do they have to simplify the language, Arch? I mean, just the idea of a young quarterback having more time to diagnose what he's looking at and then making the ability to change out, to your point?
The system is wordy, Mike. There's no question about that. A lot of these systems are pretty wordy. What they've done to simplify the delivery from sideline to the field is that you see Michael has a wristband on, which a lot of guys do nowadays. And so what they'll say is, okay, let's go with number 25.
Okay.
Number 25. And he might do a couple reminders. Number 25, don't forget safety creeps left. Make sure that they're playing the coverage we're looking for. If not, can this and check it to another play. That might be as much as he says.
Okay.
Now Michael's got to step in and he starts processing what he said that was the ancillary pieces to the call, which might be a check or something along those lines. Certainly there's been some times when things get down. I mean, you're trying to get the right play in. You were talking about how do we simplify and make things as good as we can for Michael. I'm sure Zach is trying to do some of that, which means maybe it's taking him a little bit longer to get him to play to try to simplify it. So there's some of those things going on, but there's no perfect answer. There's no magic button to push.
Right.
You just got to make sure you get better. And I will tell you this, guys, if the guys around him play at a higher level, you're going to see a higher level of play from the quarterback and vice versa.
Right. Appreciate it, Arch, because as we said, plays were there that they left on the field. Thought the defense did a nice job, good enough job to win. But obviously, you know, Jonathan Taylor, you got to tackle him at the end. All right, brother. Alfides.
You got to eliminate the explosive play on defense.
Right.
That's the thing that's kidding the defense. I know you guys got to get to a break here,
right.
But this is a defense that's given up 19 plays of 15 yards or more in the last two games. Now, you've had a chance to win both of them.
Right.
And God bless sacking the quarterback 13 times and taking the ball away four times. Got to limit that explosive play on defense.
Well, the German Falcon fans next to me, they're like, Arch, we're like, why? Where's the blitz? And they dropped back. You know, I think they only ran four when we had that big scramble from Daniel Jones.
That
drove me crazy. And
by the way, real quickly, can I say, hey, God bless all the veterans out there. It's Veterans Day. God
right
bless
on.
All the veterans that are currently serving and those that have served. And, man, that really comes to roost in a place we were at this last weekend, Mike. It kind of brings back all the things all those guys did way back in World War II.
And the folks that were there appreciate everything they did. And it's just, that's one place you feel good about being an American coming back from. Hey, man, we'll talk to you next week, brother. Maybe see you up at the branch tomorrow.
Thanks, man. Take care. See you, bud.
That's Arch. Sorry, man, we're cutting into Day-Day's time because he's got some yeah, man, no, man next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
But we got questions, and Arch is our answer man. 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta Saturday at 8. We start with the college football game time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. By Alumni Hall, you can shop dogs and Bama, Tennessee, and more for fan shop. Freaky, go for it. This guy, Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman, setting the stage for big matchups. 6:30 is a doubleheader. Florida at Ole Miss, TCU, BYU. It's all Saturdays right here on The Game. Come back day next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.